joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 0-0 draw at Walton Nersham. Alan, with all the hype that surrounded this game, was it somewhat inevitable that it was going to end goalless?
Thanks. I fancied it before kick-off, to be honest. I thought we'd win the game, but it was a bit worrying with Lodgy, who I think has been in great form, and he shouldn't have played tonight. He's had to have an injection in his foot, but it wore off when he got clobbered in the first minute, and then he half-time he had another injection, and at the end it's unfair on the lad. He shouldn't have played, and fair play to him, and obviously missing Adam Thompson, who's been great as well. I think it's two big people to have out, and Bobby didn't perform tonight, but you know, Bobby's been great for it. Carl didn't perform tonight, so I think a mixture of things like that has paid toll for not winning the game. But last season the game, we would have lost the game, I keep saying that now, but it's unbeaten, and we're unbeaten, and we're delighted about that. And you know, there's another 140 points to play for or something, so yes, we're happy of still being in the hut and still being up there, you know.
What about the pitch? There's a lot of rain this afternoon. Was it difficult out there?
I think so, but it's for both sides, and you know, Jimmy Burton's done a good job down here, and you know, he's got a good side and have had a good start. The pitches are, you know, wherever you go, are a bit iffy and all that, you know, probably heavy on the lads. And like I say, the biggest thing, I've got to take credit to the lads, I do, to tell you the truth, and I haven't had a chat with them yet. I'm going in there now to talk to them, but you know, they've had a game just 24 hours ago, 48 hours ago. We've got that extra day of rest to have. We've had a hard game on Sunday in hard conditions and come here tonight, and with the injuries we've had, and they haven't felt sorry for ourselves. Harmsy said it was in the warm-up that they were looking tired, and I knew that, and to battle away like that, I've got to be happy, to be honest.
You think the way the fixtures turned out, Walton having an extra day, so do you think that had an impact towards the end?
I did. I thought I had at the start, to be honest. I thought we looked fresher in us and stuff like that, but it would have been the other way around if we had it. You know, it's impossible having a game on a Sunday and come straight away on a Tuesday. And you know, like I say, they've had that extra day's rest, then I think that does make a difference. But to be fair, I thought 0-0 was a fair result. I really did. I didn't think anybody had the better of a game, to be honest. So I just thought that we had a couple of warning little chances, Nicky ones. We have had one or two chances as well. So you know, I was nail biting stuff, I suppose, because the history of the clubs that want to do well. So you know, you'll take a point away from him.
We picked up two bookings in the first half, Jamie Beer and Bobby Traynor. Was that as much to do with Walton players' reaction as it was to the challenges themselves?
You get it, you know, you get them and all that, you know, you get screamers and stuff like that, but it happens and all that. I thought the referee was shocking again tonight, but I keep seeing that every week and all that. He's made some awful decisions on both sides, but you know, we've just got to get on with that, and we've just got to learn to curb with tempers. And you know, the booking at the end of Tommy Williams, that was absolutely scandalous, because the lad's done him, and Tommy's got booked, but that's the way the referees do it, and you know, we'll just crack on.
Given so far this season the way we've been free scoring in all our games, how much of a surprise was it we didn't really manage any attempts on goal, direct shots?
I know we didn't, we played some good stuff around the areas and all that, and I thought Lodgy's got a couple of good positions, and just not really, you know, half shots and all that, you know, and he've had that one header, I think, and that was it, like, you know. So it's it's very surprising, and just shows you how much the front two are important to us, because if we had to perform, we were solid, that's for sure, we're more solid than we were, but we need Bobby and Carl to perform, and if he had to perform, I think it shows tonight that you know, we didn't. But again, the legs, I thought, were tired and stuff, and as you see, half an hour after kick-off, they're still half an hour after the game, still doing the stretches because they're knackered at the minute, and we'll get loads of days rest, and then we'll be ready for Sunday.
You pushed Jamie Beer on into midfield the last couple of games. How do you think he's doing there?
Doing very well for balance, you know. Whatever happens, if we play exciting football, what we're trying to do, you need Lodgy to be on the wing, and you need him to run at people. But on, you can't have it on both sides, because that will actually carve you open. So Beer's going with balance at the minute, and I think he's doing the job very well. He's an experienced player. You play where you put, he never complains, he gets on with it. So fair play to him.
We're still unbeaten. You're now looking ahead to the FA Cup game next Sunday. We've got a good few days rest before then.
I would like to look forward to the game, yeah, and we will look forward to it. I know that these days rest are going to make a hell of a difference to it. And I would like to do something for supporters. Tonight, if I'd have won, it would have been for our great supporters. They're unique, Simon. I've got to mention it now, that the way they've come tonight and their numbers and the way they've followed us to show them and the way they back us and all that, you know. We said before kickoff, like, let's do it, try to do it for the fans and that. They mean a hell of a lot to us. And the way we're singing tonight and they're singing for me tonight, which I do appreciate. I would love to do it for them. Like, I keep saying how much I would like to do for Malcolm and Mark and the lads, obviously, but I think our supporters are unique, I really do.
It did end 0-0 tonight. Do you think the class of the players cancelled each other out somewhat?
I thought it would be similar before kick-off, because you know, similar sides, we're both at the top, similar histories. Kingston's a big name, Watton's a big name, similar budgets. Their budget will be like ours will be like theirs. I don't think there's anything different than that as well. So I think as a whole, like, you know, it was all you know, equal all round, like, you know. So we're content for the point tonight, and we'll kick on, and I'm kind of waiting for Sunday's game.
You mentioned the budgets in there. A lot of people criticise Kingstonian that they should be at the top of the league because they've got such a big budget. What's your take on that?
That's bollocks, that league. You know, I never mentioned this. Malcolm Mark, give me a budget asked for, and I'll respect. We have done so much for me to help us out. But if you think it's a top two or three budget, I'll like to compare me to Summers. But we're doing the backers on players, and we think, you know, like Bobby Trainers could have went for a lot more money. Lodgies could have went for loads more. We've got the signings with me. They all come because they want to play for Kingstonian, because they like the chairman, they like the people around the place. We've got a great set of people support us. They don't come here for money, and people who talk out of tart rubbish. I would put my budget and I would say what it was. If everybody else would do the same, you'd get a shock of your life, you will. But yes, I have been backed very heavily by Malcolm Mark, who put hundreds of thousands of pounds in the club, and it's a two-man band there, and they put all this money in, and I respect them, and they give us everything I ask for, and ask for a budget to try to get win the top two, top three, and have a crack at the title, and never give us it. But see if it's in the top two, three budgets, that's absolutely pathetic. And if people say that, they're nuts. They're absolutely nuts, and they haven't got a clue. And I've even got local rivals around here who I would love to put my budget up against. But good budgets don't win championships. Good players and good teams do. And everyone, like you say, Carl Dennis has come two leagues down. Max Huswick has come two leagues down. You know, we're not offering them what these conference say. They want to come because they want to play for a foot. Not for me. They want to play for this great football club, and that's what they do.